Hello, folks. Welcome to the Soul and Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher with you this morning with my wingwoman,
Gloria Edson.
And we are out to Daytona International Speedway for the Progressive American Flat Track Race. Man, this is some kind of exciting.
It's extremely exciting. I can hear him in the background practicing.
Yeah, I don't know if you can pick that up or not, but you can hear him for sure. Kurt Busch is going to be the Grand Marshal. We just saw him getting ready to start the proceedings. It's going to be a fun night tonight. We're going to see some courageous drivers out there. We're going to do some interviews, too, if we get them slowed down long enough to do that. What do you think?
I might have to stand up there and flag them down, right?
I tell you what. This is something else. I'm turning around and I'm going to look right straight up in the air. One of the most beautiful American flags you've ever seen right here by the Speedway.
Yep, that sure is. It's gorgeous. I love it.
And lucky.
It's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're at the, actually, the first turns of the high banks, and the short track is off to our, be our southwest right there. You could hear them practicing. It's like a quarter mile flat track, and this is some really exciting dirt track racing. Looking forward to getting started here.
I am too. I didn't realize that they had big screens and lots of seating. And it's going to be an exciting evening.
It is for sure. In fact, on the big screen, the Jumbotron, we're going to have a little bit of information about Solar Fit tonight. And we may even get to say a few words to the crowd. What do you think about that?
I can't wait.
Let's go see if we can make some interviews, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Let's get started.
Okay. Hey, folks, you won't believe this. We just ran into Brad Benson out here at the flat track. Brad, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the offer.
You have the best seat in the house, even though you're standing.
Yes, I had to come up and get the famous view from turn number two at Daytona Motor Speedway, look down the hill, and see this great track.
Where are you from?
I'm from Minneapolis.
Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
Minnesota?
Yes.
You have to be glad to be down here.
Yes, we've had a lot of what we call the white stuff, but I'm down here shoveling some sunshine right now.
Tell you what, my white stuff's on my head right now, but I used to live up in the Adirondacks, so I know what that snow's like.
Yes, it's been a very long winter, so this nice spring break with kicking off the American Flat Track Series is a great start to our spring and summer.
It is for sure. How long are you down for?
I've been here through the week. I was participating and watching the Steve Nace races with the Daytona Championship Speed Week race event that he puts on. And I'm one of the sponsors with one of the teams here.
What's the name of your sponsorship?
I'm with Seafoam.
Seafoam, that sounds cool.
Yeah, Seafoam the Motor Treatment. We're an 80-year-old product. But we're here with the Turner Racing Team and the Factory Honda Singles.
Okay, Seafoam, tell us a little bit about it.
Seafoam, it was created in 1942. It is a product that you can add to your fuel, to your oil, or use for throttle body. It will remove moisture. It will clean and protect your upper end, your upper intake. It will also lubricate and clean the engine, and it will also remove moisture that builds up in your fuel cell or in your crankcase.
That was excellent. You ever thought about going to Hollywood?
Well, truth be told, I do have a famous twin brother. His name is Scotty Hollywood Dubler. He's the voice of Flat Track.
Really? Is he here today?
He's announcing, yes.
That's the guy announcing. Listen to this, man. We got the brothers right here announcing and one guy right here famous on the radio.
Yes. Again, it's a pleasure. The people here are awesome. Motorcycle people, I mean, it's a curse and a blessing all in the same. And I was fortunate to be born into it. So here I am at 56 years old and still enjoying life and getting to meet great people of our sport.
You are awesome, man. You know, I've been down here 50 years, I still have more hours on a snowmobile than I have a motorcycle.
Got to work on that.
Now, you have to ride snowmobiles, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have, or the back up there, they go snow machines.
What's the difference between a machine and a mobile?
Just time, and then the verbiage changed.
It's like a canoe and a boat and a ship, right?
Correct. Tomato, tomato.
Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us. Gloria, this guy's awesome.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. I've learned a lot just about your product and everything. Thanks for having us.
Well, we picked you out of the crowd because of your shirt. That's so cool looking.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys going around and talking to everybody, too, getting people involved, letting them talk and tell their stories, because in motorcycling or in life, it's about stories and making memories, and that's what really it's all about.
Amen. Thank you so much, man. Have fun today.
You bet. God bless.
You too. Wow, that was an awesome interview. Okay, folks, we caught up on another guy. This fellow's name is Nate, and he's like 9'4" tall. Either that or I'm small. Nate, welcome to the show.
How you doing? Glad to be here.
Where are you from?
Crossville, Tennessee.
Crossville, Tennessee. Now, that's where, gosh darn it, Trade a Plane is out of Crossville.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing down here?
We came down here to watch a few of our friends race and for Daytona Bike Week. We got Bubba Boswell and Adam Holmes. They're good buddies of ours, and we just come down to support them and hang out in nice weather.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're up on top of this kind of a lookout here. Is this a great stand? It's not a seat, but it's a stand, right?
This is the best view in the house right here.
You ride up there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we rode down. We're about 600 miles. We all rode bikes, me and my buddies here.
Okay. What's their name?
That's Tony.
I'm BK. Tony. Tony Tamaro. Yep.
DJ.
Tony and DJ and me. This is awesome. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us, man. This is the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. It's aired every Saturday morning at 10:30. Awesome. If you guys have a business card, we'll take it. We'll send you a little copy of this thing.
Awesome.
All right, guys, friends.
We might have one.
So how long before the race starts, guys?
About an hour.
About an hour.
All my business cards are gone.
Wow.
I'm with Elite Painting Company.
Elite Painting. Well, talk about them.
Yeah, we're a business out of Crossville, Tennessee. We support, or we do the surrounding areas, Knoxville, Nashville area. We just do commercial residential painting. We're based in that area. So if you want to give us a call, you can. Elite Painting Company. It's Elite Painting Crossville on Facebook. Phone number 931-200-5960. We'll be glad to help. We got great retirement communities in our area. We're about to get Flat Rock. That's the it's a motorsports park. It has the highest elevation change of any Grand Prix track in the world. We're about to have it.
Really? When you say Grand Prix, are you talking about bikes or cars or both?
Cars racing. Yeah, it'll be. They'll have bikes, cars. It'll be everything. It'll be a huge motorsports park.
Okay, put that on our agenda, Gloria. We got to go up there.
Absolutely. Let's.
You did a great job, Nate. Thank you so.
Sometime this year, I believe it's called Flat Rock.
Flat Rock. Even the name sounds cool.
And it's open to the public. If you have vehicles that are that meet their regulations, you can go and have a race day with you and your buddies.
Oh my God, that sounds good, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the race.
You too, man.
That was another awesome interview. Okay, folks, we got another guy here from New York. Doug, welcome to the show.
It's going to be great tonight.
Look at this seat. What do you think of that?
Oh, right by the start-finish line. Fantastic.
You look over your shoulder, and you see the 2.5-mile Bank Speedway or Daytona International Speedway, and you look down in front of you, and you see this quarter-mile flat track racing. What a day, huh?
Yeah, right at turn one.
Look at that American flag out there, folks. Oh, you can't see it. And if you're driving, let me explain it. It's beautiful, red, white, and blue, I'll tell you. So where are you from in New York?
Rockland County.
Rockland County. Okay, what brings you down here?
Oh, I come down for Bike Week every year. I come to the races. I'm a race fan. Fantastic. Got everybody here. The road race, the flat track, the supercross. Can't beat it.
So you don't ride your bike down from New York this time of year?
I fly down and somebody takes my bike in a race car trailer. It takes like 9 bikes.
That's the best way to do it, isn't it? You don't have to worry about anything, and the weather has been beautiful.
It's cheaper than taking my own trailer.
Sure. Yeah, we can't always have this good of weather. Sometimes we have rain, but, you know, for bikers, this is beautiful.
This is the best weather Bike Week we've ever had in my 30-plus years of coming down.
You've been coming down 30 years?
Yep. Yes, sir.
You're not old enough to be coming 30 years.
I'll be 65 on Monday.
Wow, look at those pumps. You got some arms on you, man. What are you doing?
I still try to stay young.
Well, you keep it up. You're doing a great job, Doug. Thank you so much, man.
You bet. Have a good day.
Yeah, enjoy the show. Oh, man, another great fellow from the state of New York. Brooklyn?
No, Rockland County, New York. It's north of the city, up to Palisades Parkway, about 15 miles.
Okay, just north of the city. All right. Well, thanks again, Doug. Appreciate you, man. Here we go. Okay, I'm overlooking the high banks of the Daytona International Speedway, Gloria. Is this a glorious day?
Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
We've got three of our good friends here, Mark, Ethan, and Michelle. Ethan, how old are you?
6.
You like motorcycles?
Yes.
Okay, Mark, I'm not going to ask how old you are, but you got to be more than 6. You like motorcycles?
Oh, yeah, Harley.
Just Harley? So what's going to go on with the Indians and the Harleys tonight?
Yeah, both.
You like them both? Michelle, how about you?
Me also. I'm a Harley rider.
Where are you from?
We are actually from Titusville.
you're not originally from Titusville.
No, we're originally from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. How long have you been down here?
6 years.
6 years. Wow. Ethan, and you're how old?
Six.
You're six. Aha.
Me too, right after you.
Well, by golly. Well, this is really special. How long have you been in town?
What was that?
How long have you been in town?
I didn't hear it.
About a week?
No, just today.
Just today? You're just up for the day?
45-minute drive.
Well, you know, Titusville is a very famous place. It used to be you'd travel once every 6 months to see a rocket. Now it's every 20 minutes.
Every week.
It is. It's every minute. You like watching the rockets go up, Ethan?
Yeah.
What do you think of when you see that rocket? You think you'd like to ride on one?
Yes.
Well, it's not without the realm of possibility that you could be an astronaut. You've got that look.
Okay.
Who are some of your friends in school?
Deacon, they,
you got too many.
Well, they're going to hear you on the radio, and they're going to think you're pretty special.
Well, Julian's one, and Coben, Cameron, Glam, and my teacher, Miss Richards.
Got to get the teacher in there, that's for sure. You can't have all the kids without the teacher. But folks, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us, and just enjoy the race, okay?
Okay.
Oh, it was fun. Okay, Glory, we've got another famous guy with us, Paul. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, folks out there in Florida land? I call it the pollen coast.
The pollen coast, my God.
Everybody got sick from it.
Well, I've got a black Jeep, and it's completely covered with yellow dust for sure. Paul, what's your last name?
Valeriano.
Okay, I know that's Italian.
And half Dutch.
Half Italian, half Dutch.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Isn't there supposed to be a van in there somewhere?
I don't know.
So who are you from?
Temple, PA. It's right below, right outside of Reading, PA.
Gosh, we've had people from all over the country here. New York, PA, gosh, you name it. This Titusville, that's pretty cool. What are you doing down here?
Well, I came down here for Speed Week, and I'm staying at my buddy's place for this here week, for Motorcycle Week now.
Really? So you got a nice place where you can put you up?
Oh, yeah, we're in Georgetown, fishing country.
Oh, my God, that's great. Georgetown, okay, is that over, like, on a lake over there?
I think I have a couple more weeks, and he's going to kick me the hell out of here.
Usually what happens is after about the second week, you know.
Now I'm on my fifth week, so I'm doing good.
Well, great. Well, you've got a beautiful spot to watch the race from here, but I guess you're going to go down in the stands, right?
Yeah. I went and seen that rocket go off. That was nice.
When did that go off?
2 o'clock today. Then the whole rocket came back to Earth like it was standing still. It was, like, weird.
Isn't that crazy what they're doing now?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, we're just saying that these folks next to us here are from Titusville. And, boy, we used to go once every 6 to 8 months and have a rocket go up. Now it's like every 20 minutes. They're just shooting them up like firecrackers.
Yeah, we're a little bit more advanced than China. China can only do balloons.
Right, and they don't go very high.
All right, folks, everybody have a good time.
Okay, Paul, thanks.
Right, hey, to my buddy Walt Whitman, I hope you feel better. And the other boys there, have a good time.
Sounds great, Paul. Well, we will definitely send you a copy of this. We'll send you a copy of this so you can tell all your buddies about Nick and Lisa Dan. What do you think, Gloria?
That sounds terrific.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah, okay. Let's go look around a little bit. Okay, folks, we're over here with Chris. Got a little bit of a music in the background. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. So we're up there taking pictures and talking to people on the radio. We came down, and Chris is sitting in our booth. And this is one great-looking guy. He's got a beard you would not believe, Chris. Where are you from?
Virginia.
Virginia. What are you doing down here?
Daytona Bike Week.
That's exactly right. It's a quiz. I just want to make sure you weren't here for another reason. Did you bring your bike down?
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Florida, and I moved up there after the military service. So been doing real good coming down here every year. Enjoying the bike week.
So I understand you have solar at your house.
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
Solar panels. I got 32 panels on my roof. And even in Northern Virginia, I still get enough sunlight. And I pay $15 a month for electric bill when the sun's shining. And the bad part of the year is the air condition sucks it down to about $50 a month. With the solar panels, the interest on the solar panels is still less than what I was paying electric, usually about $250 to $300 a month. The finance is only $160 a month for 10 years, and I'm still doing out a lot better.
Would you recommend that people do that?
I can't see why there's down in Florida, you don't have, everyone don't have solar panels.
Chris, you are so right, man.
FPNL would go out of business.
No, they'll do all right. They got a lot of stuff going on, and but it's just it's such a cooperative effort when you use the utility plus the solar. It's good for everyone.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long are you down for?
Just a week. Just a week.
Good. Well, look, thanks so much for doing the interview. You take it easy, relax a little bit. The race is coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes.
I'll be out there on the track watching.
Well, don't get on the track.
I used to work the track.
Really?
So I was out in the paddock earlier looking at all the newer bikes.
And aren't they cool?
Oh, yeah. They're unbelievable.
These guys are really athletes if they drive these things and ride it, man. It's unbelievable.
I had some hardcore riders with me when I was growing up back in the 70s that did this with the old bikes.
You're not old enough to be that old.
Okay. Thank you.
You
thank
are.
Thank you.
You've got a great-looking beard, too.
I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Thanks for your service, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks, we're going to have to take a short break. Hope you enjoyed that. We had some rock star people on the thing. Chloe, what do you think of that?
Perfect.
I hope it's coming through okay, because we got some, we're rocking right next door here. We'll take a short break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If somebody knocks on your door or a telemarketer's on your phone, you know it's not us. Hi, folks. This is Bill Gallagher with SolarFit. If you've been thinking about solar, we want you to knock on our door or call us. SolarFit's been a part of this community for over 47 years, and our customers love us. Couldn't say it if it wasn't true. Now's the time to go solar for your home or business. Give us a call at 445-7606.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Oh, folks, we got a very special guest here, Kurt Busch. Kurt.
How are you? Kurt Busch NASCAR. I'm at Flat Track Daytona for Bike Week. I'm loving all this.
Hey, we love you being here, man. You're such an ambassador of this sport and one of my heroes for sure.
Well, thank you. I just respect the two-wheel world like no other. And the story behind everything is that I grew up on four tires because might be a little safer. And two wheels, it's a little bit more dangerous. I love this.
But don't you, you know, you live out there in the desert. Don't you ride some of those four-wheelers and get kind of crazy?
Every now and then, yeah. But I love the oval track style and being on my track. But to see guys on two wheels on an oval, this is cool.
They have a lot of guts, don't they?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So much respect for all this group.
You're going to be here for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. I've got fun things all day with Monster Energy, and then I'm going to NHRA, the finals on Sunday with Toyota.
Go see Tony Stewart?
Yeah, he'll be out there. Top Alcohol? Yeah. And then we got our whole gang out there on Sunday running the pro divisions.
And, well, Kurt's a grand marshal today. And, Kurt, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us and all our listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's really nice to be here.
Thank you, man. Hey, Gloria, that was absolutely fascinating with Kurt. What a gentleman.
Yes, indeed. He was wonderful to talk with, and what an experienced person. I mean, it was
fun to see his interview today too. We'll watch it on Fox Sports coming up in a few. They're just about getting ready to take off. I don't know if everybody can hear it once they roll out, but it's going to get a little bit noisy. What do you think?
I've got my earplugs ready.
Boy, there's quite a crowd tonight. Look around out there. Man, that thing, place is sold out.
Yes, it's completely sold out. And these guys are pretty excited to get started in the first race of the year.
Yeah, man, this is the first race right here in Daytona. Man, a whole lot of that. Let's see what's going on. Oh, Gloria, wow. That fellow took quite a spill there. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope he's okay. It looks like he's up. Fellow he is.
Yeah, he's up. He's up on his bike again, and boy, I tell you, these guys are fearless. Yeah, he was coming into the turn and kind of got a little bit sideways, and off he went. So, it's a heck of a race. What do you think about this track?
Well, it's very dusty out here, but it looks like it's a pretty fast track. They're going around at maybe 100 miles an hour.
I think they're probably getting about 100. Yeah. Now you're used to driving on two wheels, even though you have a car, right?
Yeah. I can barely drive four wheels.
I've ridden with you one time, and I think you were on two wheels.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, this is just an amazing show here. Amazing show. I cannot believe the excitement, the number of people here in this town watching this show from all over the country, probably Canada and some of the other countries too. Well worth a trip down here to see the track and see these guys, these stars out there running. Okay, he's up right now. I think he's going to go again. Okay, hold on a minute, folks. We'll be back with you in a second here. Okay, great news, folks. The rider's up, and he's in good spirits and good health, and he's out on the track again. These guys, I'll tell you what, you can't keep them down. Gloria, did you notice the kind of the extrusion on their back?
Yes, I did. What is that?
You didn't know what that was. You thought it was some kind of an ailment or something. No, this is actually a padding that actually protects the riders in case they take a fall like that. Thank goodness they have it on. You need every pad you can possibly get. This is worse than hockey.
It definitely looks dangerous. From the way they're riding, they're going quite fast around that track.
Yeah, for sure. They're getting ready to start again. Hold on, folks. We'll be back with you with some more news in just a minute. Oh, folks, we got caught up with one of the risers, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Now, this is about three laps in. They've already had two spills. What's that all about?
It's just short track racing. You got 16 guys going for it in turn one and not much room.
Boy, I'll tell you what, when they touch, it's just not good, is it?
No. These are one of the smallest tracks we race on in the circuit. We race a lot of half miles and miles, so we're spread out. This tight racing here is bar banging, and everybody's loosening in turn one and fighting for that spot, so there's a lot of bumping and banging.
Gosh, where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Now, you're full-time at the track?
We run about 10 races this year. We'll run out of the whole season, so we run most of it.
So do you wake up in the morning and say, man, I got to have my adrenaline fix or what?
Yeah, that's for sure. You get it here, especially on the bigger tracks on the mile, doing 135 mile an hour. That's a lot of adrenaline.
Oh, my gosh, I'll tell you, it is just so much fun to watch you guys. You have just a tremendous amount of courage to do that and skill.
Yes, definitely. It takes a lot of – it's a different talent for flat tracks. Well, you don't see many people do it, but I've been doing it a long time.
So you don't have any front brake?
Nope, no front brake, just a rear brake. I'm in the Super Twins class. We're on a KTM 890, and that's a lot of horsepower for a short track.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us, and good luck and be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Wow, that was interesting, man. He's one of the leaders that on the track every week. It's just amazing.
Yeah, he had mentioned he's been doing this for quite a while.
Wow. Better hold off. They're starting up again. Hold on then. Okay, folks, we're over here with Ben Evans. Ben, thanks for taking time. This is a bad time to catch you just before the race, but you guys are on a pole, right?
Yeah, so it's been a really good day so far. We came out and fast qualified right off the bat, and our rider's got his head down. He's ready to go, and hey, we're ready to have some fun.
You guys are fearless, man. I can't believe it. We were watching the first race, and it went three laps. They had two accidents.
Yeah, it's really tough out there. You know, it's a tight racetrack, and everybody's going for the same spot, so you're going to see some action-packed racing for sure.
How do these drivers train for this, Ben?
It's a constant training. These guys are professional athletes, just like an NFL team or anything like that. These guys are constantly in the gym and training on bicycles and training on motocross bikes. They're always on the motorcycle. You know, the guys in this top class, this is their job. You know, this is what they do for a living. And there's a lot of money in it. And not necessarily money that these guys are making, but money that teams are putting into it to make things happen. But if these guys don't train to their best, you know, I mean, they're not going to be in the front.
What's the longest race you're on?
So today is, we think it's going to be somewhere around 36 laps for the main event. So what they do, 10 minutes plus two laps. So however that falls. But I think it's going to be around mid-30s in laps.
So when you go to Springfield and some of these other tracks, how long is a race typically?
So about 20, 25 laps typically.
Man, that is just – you have to be in shape, man, for sure.
Like I said, these guys are they're at the top of their game, and it's really cool to see and be part of.
Well, Ben, I want to wish you luck tonight, and Godspeed, and be safe out there, and thanks for taking time, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and you guys have a good evening. Hope everybody enjoys themselves at the races.
Thanks, Ben, man. Take care, bud. All right, we have got a group of young people here that are brave. Man, are they ever brave. We got Ben. Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
Pretty darn good. Welcome to the SolarFit Renewable Energy Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you are right on the edge of the turn here. It's kicking up some dust. The first race was crazy. They went about two laps and fell down three times. How'd that work?
Yeah, it was good racing and everything. You know, stuff got a little hairy there. But, you know, they finished the race now, so I think that the rest of the night's going to be a good night.
So you're rider too?
I'm road racing, yeah. I race over at, on the big track.
Holy shmoko.
Yeah.
How about these girls? What's your name?
My name is Brianna McHugh.
Emily Brock.
Abby Davis.
Where do you live now?
Virginia.
New Hampshire. Georgia.
I live in New Hampshire, too. Jacob Crossman.
All right, so New Hampshire has got plenty of snow and snowmobile racing. We're very familiar with that.
Yeah, I race snowmobiles.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's a good time. I don't really snowmobile much, but he does.
Yeah. Big into snowcross. It's a lot of fun.
It is absolutely fun. And now we used to call. Oh, here's another guy.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Good. What's your name?
Anthony Brock.
Anthony. My God, I'm surrounded by some rock star people here tonight. But New Hampshire, Virginia, they're all over the place. Well, this is just a thrill. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. This will be aired this Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern. And if we get a business card or some way to identify you, we'll send you a copy of it.
Yeah, I just have, like, my Instagram and stuff. You can send it to me there.
Let me ask for Gloria. Gloria, you know what an Instagram is? Gloria does not know what an Instagram is. Do you have anything other like a snowshoe or maybe a snowshoe or something?
I do not. I might have a business card.
Okay, we're going to get linked up here. We're going to send him a copy of this. So this is also a podcast, and it's aired actually globally. So if you have any friends out there for Saturday, you can tell them to zoom in here. And Gloria is going to take a picture of you guys here officially.
This is Glotty. Glotty.
How do you spell that?
G-L-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, now what nationality is that?
I don't know.
Kind of sounded Irish, but you put the Y on there instead of the I, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure, honestly.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time here, and we're going to take a picture and share it with our social media. So it's Solar Fit Facebook. If you go on that, you'll see you guys' pictures on there.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Here we go again, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We only got a couple minutes left. I wanted you guys to listen in on this. They're getting ready to roar around turn one. Hold on just a minute. Here they come. Oh, man. Hope you enjoyed that. But darn if another two riders aren't down. This is a crazy, crazy sport. These guys are so brave, guys and gals. About a quarter mile dirt track, and they're doing about 100 miles an hour on it. Well, Gloria, they just spilled again. We're almost out of time here. I want to thank you for coming on with us.
You're welcome. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully everybody ends up safe, and we have a good time this evening.
Well, I hope those guys are like, all right. But anyway, yeah, this was one of the fun interviews, folks. We got to talk to just about everyone you can think of here. But we're going to sign off for now, and we hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show, paid for by SolarFit.